Report: Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's business partner at White House. By Wendell Hasebo on April 23, 2022. Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Schwerin, at the White House 19 times as vice president, according to a new report. This story has been updated. Schwerin was welcomed at the White House a total of 19 times between 2009 and 2015. According to Barack Obama's White House visitor logs, the New York Post reported Saturday. The contact between Joe Biden and Schwerin directly contradicts Joe Biden's repeated claims he was never involved in the family business. The Post's reporting adds a 12th instance Joe Biden has been involved in the family's business scheme. In November 2010, Schwerin met with Joe Biden in the West Wing. Schwerin was the president of the infamous but now dissolved investment fund Rosemont Seneca Partners. According to the Post, meeting with Joe Biden aide Evan Ryan, October 28, 2009. Meeting with Jill Biden's special assistant Meg Campbell, February 13, 2010. Meeting with Joe Biden assistant Michelle Smith, October 24, 2010. Meeting with Joe Biden, November 17, 2010. Meeting with Joe Biden assistant Kellen Suber, August 22, 2011. Meeting with Jill Biden aide Betsy Massey, March 31, 2012. Meeting with Joe Biden assistant Michelle Smith, February 7, 2012. Meeting with Joe Biden's Director of Administration Faisal Amin, March 28, 2013. Meeting with Joe Biden assistant Kathy Chung, May 20, 2013. Update: the date Schwerin met with Joe Biden in the West Wing has been corrected from November 2017 to November 2010. The logs also reveal that Schwerin met with various close aides of both Joe and Jill Biden at key moments in Hunter's life when he was striking multi-million dollar deals in foreign countries, including China. Yet President Biden has long insisted he had no involvement in his son's foreign affairs. "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings," he said in 2019. Of all Hunter Biden's business associates, Schwerin had the most intimate access to the vice president's personal finances. His deep involvement in the personal and professional lives of both Bidens were first revealed in emails contained on a laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden at a Delaware computer repair store in April 2019. Text messages from 2019 on Hunter's laptop from Hell depicted the Biden family's payout mechanism. The payout mechanism indicates a collection of 50% of familiar salaries for 30 years. "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years," Hunter described the family's payment mechanism to his daughter in 2019. "It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary," the text string continued. According to emails from Hunter's laptop, Hunter paid Joe Biden's phone bill and various expenses while Joe Biden served as vice president, the New York Post reported. While Joe was vice president, Hunter routinely paid at least some of his father's household expenses, including AT&T bills of around $190 a month. We know from an email on June 5, 2010, with the subject JRB bills to Hunter from Eric Schwerin, his business partner at Rosemont Seneca, that he was expected to foot hefty bills to Wilmington contractors for maintenance and upkeep of his father's palatial lakefront property. Joe's initials are JRB, for Joseph Robinette Biden. The bills that June included $2,600 to contractor Earl Downing for a stone retaining wall at Joe's Wilmington estate, $1,475 to painter Ronald Peacock to paint the back wall and columns of the house, and $1,239 to builder Mike Christopher for repairs to the air conditioning at the cottage of Joe's late mother, Jean Mom Biden, which was on his property and which he would later rent to the Secret Service for $2,200 a month. According to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, the Biden's family payment mechanism of collecting 50% of family salaries for 30 years could be legal predicates for racketeering charges. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley believes a special counsel should be appointed to study Hunter's corruption because Joe Biden has denied any wrongdoing by Hunter and may have influenced the ongoing investigation. Update: the date Schwerin met with Joe Biden in the West Wing has been corrected. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.